Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. The chairperson of the Harwood Hall Memorial Park has resigned the executive to seek public office. Jay Chatton will contest for Hamilton Township Council in the October municipal election. He says one of his most memorable achievements with the Harwood Hall was honoring the 100th anniversary of the group.
Well, I think one of the legacy items, I hope there's several, but one of the legacy items I'm proud of is the celebration of our 100th anniversary in the way that the property was provided to the community, and we wanted to remember the fallen from World War I. And I think the team that we had to do that on the anniversary and celebration of the anniversary was just outstanding, and it brought a lot of pride to the 400 people that attended our event. But that was one of the things, for sure.
And the last time we talked, Harwood Hall was getting a renovation done, put a new wheelchair accessibility. You were talking about bathrooms. There's a lot of work being done to modernize that hall. And now we're seeing that there's daycare in there. Now there's more of a food bank situation. It's turned into a bigger community hub.
Yeah. I mean, if you look back at the vision 100 years ago, this is what we're just continuing with that. Maybe, you know, with a little throttle up a bit, but yeah, we were successful in achieving an Ontario Trillium grant for $35,000 to complete the accessibility and power doors into the hall. We have just recently applied for a second OTF grant to complete the bathrooms, a much larger grant, close to $200,000. But I feel very good that we're in a good position to receive that this year, and very positive for the hall to receive that.
So then why are you deciding to take a step back at this time?
Well, I think the first thing is the election date. I mean, that was this date's been a goal for me since the last election. I came close to running then, but I wasn't retired then, and I wanted to make sure that I had the time available to do the job. I felt working and doing a counseling job, if I was successful in my bid, it wouldn't have been fair. I wouldn't have been able to put 100%. Now I can put 110% in. And with the hall in the background now, it's really not in the background, though, because I really feel that a lot of the community efforts and, you know, the basis of what the hall was, I'm going to transition that into the whole municipality now. And I'm looking forward to doing that.
So just to clarify for the listeners, you're putting your hat in the ring for councillor of Hamilton Township.
Yes, I have put my hat in the ring.
Okay, so what's your motivation then for running for Hamilton Township councillor?
Well, I've spent the last year or so attending all the councillor meetings, Committee of Adjustments, Committee of the Wholes, and just to sort of get a feel of where everything is. For one reason, just to understand. The other reason is if I am elected, I will have, hit the ground running with a lot of the public issues. Of course, I couldn't be a part of closed-door issues, but I think it's just like the hall. I have a vision of where I'd like to see this township, and I feel that it's been a stagnant history of development, and I don't think that'll be a debate from anybody in the township. For us to move forward and ensure that we've got revenues in place to offset the increasing costs is an important, vital criteria for us, and to stabilize those tax increases that we've seen, 5%+ for the last several years and projected to be that for the next 3 years, we need revenues, and we need to take a look at what we can do to offset those. The costs are going up. We know that. Just need something to offset in the revenue line.
All right, so let's dive into a bit of that then. What ideas do you have to increase revenues, maybe decrease expenditures, growth? How do you look at that?
Well, in my engineering career, I mean, it was all about, in my manufacturing career, it was always about a balance of what do we really need to spend and what we really don't need to spend. What will affect the taxpayer? Because there's items of capital that don't affect the taxpayer, But operational stuff does. Roads is a big one every year. So we always have to fine-tune and take a balance to that. I think the strategy of infrastructure and growth for the community to grow and to get revenue, the only revenue stream there is in municipalities is truly taxes. And to get more homes and to get more people into the community, not to overpopulate, but just to continue the growth that's there. The biggest roadblock in the township right now is the water system. It is impeding the growth, certainly in Baltimore. And there's opportunities for land elsewhere to grow as well in the future.
Have you hit the trail and talked, gone door knocking yet? What are people telling you?
Yeah, we're just... So we're just getting started with that, and I've got a webpage out, jaychatten.com, jaychatten.com, where it lays out, for people to learn about me, just not what I'm thinking about for the municipality and how we can do those revenue increases and infrastructure developments, but also just who I am. I think everybody that's ever come to the hall or sat on a board with me at the Parks and Recs Committee, they know who I am and they know what I'm about. And I think that moving forward is a big first step. The signs, the interviews like this and all the other will come in time. But we've hit the ground running. We've had a really great response to our webpage over the first weekend. And I'm happy with that.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.